This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We are more than 5 years out now from the government takeover of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Their fates are still undecided. Washington is trying to figure out whether and how much the government should be in the housing market. One issue is the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. A lot of people in the U.S. have one, but it's a pretty uncommon loan if you look at other housing markets around the world. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has our story of the loan a lot of us take for granted.
It was the 1920s. A man wants a house, walks into a local bank.
I'd like to buy a house in Waukegan, Illinois.
Waukegan, Illinois? Prime real estate, that.
But I'm going to need a loan.
A loan, you say? Well, I can give you these terms. How about 50% down and 5 years to pay off what you owe?
Well, give me a pen, because I've got signing on the brain.
And I have a dotted line.
And sign he did. But then, the Great Depression. Our Waukegan homeowner's loan came due, and his lender wasn't in a lending mood.
If you don't have the money, we'll have to foreclose.
Okay, enough newsreel. Our old-timey borrower, like a lot of people, had a five-year balloon mortgage. He and a quarter million other folks lost their home each year between 1931 and 1935. President Franklin D. Roosevelt stepped in, explaining why the government couldn't just sit by.
Even before I was inaugurated, I came to the conclusion that such a policy was too much to ask the American people to bear. It involved not only a further loss of homes and farms and savings and wages, but also a loss of spiritual value, the loss of that sense of security for the present and the future that is so necessary to the peace and contentment of the individual and of his family.
To stabilize the economy, he created federal agencies that form the basis of the housing market we have today. They provided mortgage insurance, established a secondary market, and converted a million loans into long-term mortgages. Professor Susan Wachter from the Wharton School says the changes were really transformational.
It made housing affordable, and it made housing home ownership sustainable.
More people could afford to buy and keep a home. Home costs were disconnected from the business cycle. Mortgages became safer, stable.
The loan will not come due until, in fact, you've paid it off, which makes it affordable. When you stretch out the payments, they become affordable.
In the 1940s, the maximum length of the mortgage was extended to 30 years, making home ownership even more affordable and stimulating the housing market. Now, fast forward to today, Roosevelt's economic fix is still with us. It's the norm. The first half of this year, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage accounted for nearly 90% of new mortgages. Robert Bridges is an economics professor at USC.
It's protected species. I mean, it's just absolutely something that that stands out as a great thing if you can get it.
Great for the borrower, that is. Bridges says the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage has all sorts of protections for one side.
The one-sidedness comes, number one, from locking that interest rate in over an outrageously long period of time.
By locking in the rate, borrowers are protected if interest rates go up. And there's no refinance penalty, so they're protected if interest rates go down.
It doesn't make it a real attractive investment for banks any longer. And that's by and large the reason that we have the public so heavily involved in underwriting and backstopping residential mortgages.
If the government ever decides to get out of the business of backstopping mortgages, to privatize the mortgage market, some economists think the 30-year fixed-rate loan we take for granted could become a whole lot more expensive or even disappear. The long-term mortgage is a bet a lot of lenders don't want to take on their own. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.